Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
It is party time. It's party time because it's reality. Party time, ready to get the truth out and what's going on. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk and text line at 884-9910 and, of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Got a few emails to go over here from last night. But first, I want to start off the show with something positive. Because there is so much negativity all around us. Here locally, all across the country. And you're being played upon. You are being so misled to what's going on that I want to bring you some happy news that we were just talking about last month. And that is what your president is doing for you. Because he's not focusing on one issue. He's not a one-issue kind of guy. He has the talent, unlike the Democrats who just seem to be focusing on getting him out of office any way they can. He has the ability to work for you. So over the last week or so, he's done the following. But I can guarantee you're not going to hear it in the news because it's for you and you've been concerned about it. President Trump made vaccines voluntary, not mandatory. And the military is actually going to check the purity and distribute vaccines if you want one. He defunded who? Forever. And he wants an investigation into its operations. The World Health Organization is going crazy right now. And they are begging to get back into his good graces. Maybe they see a re-election coming in 2020. All those hundreds of millions of dollars that can be spent here helping the homeless veterans, helping those addicted to drugs who want to change their lives. Imagine that. Ha ha, who? Guess you bet on the wrong horse. 6666. The sign of Bill Gates, I guess. He canceled the Democrats' H.R. 666 bill, known as the COVID-19 Trace Act, that was the basis of Bill Gates' diagnosis and tracking project, which has also been canceled. The project known as ID 2020. Another one of Bill Gates' little pet projects there. Opened up a complaint platform to report censorship on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Yes, Dixie, I know that's a big thing. Censorship is a big thing. It was overrun with complaints. And guess what? All of those complaints? A whole lot of evidence. Because you know, that's also going to be used in the election. That's congressional testimony from somebody doing Google Analytics. That it can be used as a weapon against voters. You heard me right. Not for voters, against voters. Executive order to reopen states. Governors refuse to reopen will be sued. Guess what, Governor Sisolak? That means you. Well, actually, because he's such a dumb you-know-what, that means us. Because it's our money. But how do you want your money spent? I'm okay with it being lawsuits against a tyrannical Democrat governor of a state that's crying out for help. So I'm okay with that. Executive order for the White House to take over all electrical grids, which will include internet servers, broadcasting systems, and electronic systems. That one I'm not too happy with. Because of the fact that the government should not have control of our utilities. What they need to do is break up the monopolies on our utilities, not take control of them. We want less government intervention. He declared places of worship essential services. He had to. Mayors were so overreaching, they were fining people for going to church. And it wasn't for your safety, keeping you apart from catching the coronavirus. Please. And also applauded Australia and 116 other countries for investigating or insisting on a China probe into the spread of COVID-19, despite several threats from China about refusing critical exports. Wow. Other countries standing up to the biggest bully in the world. China. Prices go up. We pay a little extra. Guess what? That happens. We suck it up and we move on and we save money other places. I mean, seriously, do we need all the garbage? All the little plastic collectibles that people tell you are going to be worth something someday that aren't? Leave it in the package. George Carlin used to say, our stuff. Do you have a storage unit full of stuff? We need to get back to our necessities. The necessities are family. Talking. Playing board games. I know, probably made in China. But hey, if you've already got the stuff. But get off the electronics. Because they are tracking you. Do you think it's a coincidence that when you're on the internet, all of a sudden ads pop up for things that you like or have purchased before? People used to always be worried about, oh, the FBI has files on people. J. Edgar Hoover ain't got nothing over Google and Amazon and the files that they have on you because of our electronic devices. Am I going to chuck my iPhone in the trash? No. And I'm not asking you to do that either. I'm just asking you to put down the games, the building your own little forts, fighting your own little wars, playing with candy, shooting birds at each other. Because those are designed to distract you from not only the world, but from enjoying your life. That 2 or 3 minutes that you spend waiting for the kids in the carpool line could have been enjoyed just looking out the window at a beautiful tree blowing in the breeze. At some point, we're not going to be able to see things like that. So why distract yourself now? 884-9910. Talk and text. Or Monica at 991fmtalk.com or 991fmtalk.com for podcasts and poll questions. Should candidates who spread misinformation, i.e. Jesse Hurley saying that Joel Beck dropped out of the Congressional 2 district run, Mark Amadei's seat, should they be held accountable? Should they be held accountable? Wow, yesterday's poll question, should employers be allowed to terminate employees that participate in riots that cause injury or property damage to others? 6% said no. What happens when they're off the employer's clock is their business, not the employer's. Pretty much everything else was yes, hell yes. Lack of discipline in public schools and universities. They're pushing their commie ideals. Surprise. If it's in the company policy book, a lot of people have morals clauses. Not only should they fire them, they should report them to the police. No better picture that came out yesterday than the parents escorting their child into the police station for participating in the riots. That's why everybody's wearing masks right now. It's not to protect you from a virus. It's to protect you from the disease that's going on right now of being caught on cell phone camera as you spread your hate. It's the Monica Jay Show with a special guest, my boss, coming up here right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I always get so nervous when the boss is in the room.
All right, straighten up.
Does that mean I have to take my feet off the counter?
Well, as long as it's your counter, it's okay.
Yeah, oh, okay, thank you. So, Jerry Evans joining us right now. What's up, Jerry?
Well, you know, I just had to bring in my axe and grind it a little bit, or just
You know, I love it when you grind your axe.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go down that same path other than, well, you know, I might find myself doing that once I start, because one never knows where it's going to go. I thought I'd come in, say hi, and, you know, you thought we were going to get back to life somewhat normal, and then this whole thing happened. But actually, here's what I wanted to say is that two nights ago, the first 20 minutes of the Tucker Carlson show, I've told two or three friends about this. I've captured the audio. It was some of the most succinct, accurate, disgusting, as in it would just make you enraged, audio, and obviously with television, you get the video as well. But I, at some point when I jump on the air again here for any length of time, I'm going to play portions of that audio because the first 10 minutes or so is it's more video, and it will just get you enraged. When you see a... And I guess maybe I should preface this with I'll probably identify the skin color since that's so important these days because that's how you judge people, whether you have white privilege or whether you're a thug or whatever it may be. But when you see a 300-pound, 6'5" black male take a 5-foot woman by the neck and start pounding his fist into the back of her head, the side of her head, her face while her husband's there, and then they start beating them with 2x4s, makes you a little angry. Or when you see people trying to break into cars while people are sitting in the cars on a road or taking probably a 120-pound guy and dragging him into the street and pounding his head with a rock, smashing his head with a rock, and they leave him looking as if he's dead in a pool of blood, it kind of gets you a little upset. But after Tucker Carlson did those 4 or 5 videos showing that, and then rightfully calling out the people, not the Democrats by name, you know what they're going to do, but also calling out Mike Pence for lecturing us on Friday about how we're racist, and Nikki Haley, who lectured us and said to you and me that we need to feel pain. We need to feel guilt over something that you and I have nothing whatsoever to do with. And if I don't want to feel pain and I don't want to feel guilt, which I don't, that doesn't mean I'm not empathetic to what happened, which I'm not going to repeat what everybody else is saying, and it's pretty obvious, was disgusting. But don't tell me I need to feel pain and I need to be subjected to what's going on. Now, obviously, I live in Douglas County. I'm not going to be, you know, downtown Gardnerville and Minden is not going to be rioted. There's not going to be any riots. Nobody's going to be breaking in windows there. We would take care of them. Which, by the way, there's a great story I sent you last night about Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. They had a gun night. Which I would encourage if there's anybody listening in Carson City or Reno or Minden, Gardnerville, and you want to have a gun night, let's have a gun night. But then also President Trump, because he tweeted on Saturday, but don't worry about me, I'm okay. And I don't necessarily feel like or feel the need that I need somebody to protect me. But across the nation, that's the president's job. So it's not about you. It's about the people. It's about those. It's about that 5'4" woman that got beaten by that man. Those are the kind of people and those are the cities that you're supposed to protect. And you got to have enough guts. You got to be able to stand up. You got to be brave enough to do what is necessary to protect cities and towns. Because obviously the Democrat mayors and the Democrat governors have exhibited that they're not going to do it. They're not going to enforce curfews.
We could have had order restored within 5 minutes in downtown Reno, but as I received information from law enforcement, there was no plan in place. So that was a complete fail on Hillary Sheevy and who she's appointed to be her go-to person.
So anyway, I wanted to say that I don't know, you could probably YouTube it, but if you go back two nights ago and watch the first 20 minutes of the Tucker Carlson show, it is really it will get you enraged, but it will get you to thinking about In particular, this Republican Party that's going to lecture you and join in on this thing about the protests and whatnot. Yeah, you may be upset about it, but what do you get out of protesting? That's one question I would have. I mean, you got 40 million people out of work, and I guess if you got the extra time, you want to go down and protest. Why? For somebody to see you or just to get it off your chest? Can you, I guess you could maybe make calls to somebody, but I don't know why this public display of being offended. I just don't get any of that. But anyway.
Because it makes you seem like you are woke, yeah, and you're, you know,
well,
you're
right,
part of the solution and not the problem.
Yeah. Hey, well, just a couple of quick things here, and thanks for letting me come on your radio station and your show. How about that George Bush? You know, and again, the Republican Party, the staffers for George Bush forming a pack to support Joe Biden. Oh, and so I'm going to circle back with, you know, Karl Rove did for the Republican Party essentially what Brian Sandoval did for the Republican Party here in Nevada. It destroyed any sort of semblance of conservatism and whatnot. And that's essentially what Jared Kushner is doing for Donald Trump, because it seems mm-hmm. that he kind of overrules everything. Let's let prisoners out of prison, and let's not enforce what we should be enforcing.
Well, you have to have somebody do your dirty work.
We don't want to be mean. Well, apparently President Kushner is not. I don't think he's doing Trump any favors, but
No, he's not.
How about that George Bush and family? By the way, that's the brother of Jeb Bush, who both Mark Amade and Dean Heller came out and supported. That he was their first choice for president. It wasn't Trump. One last thing, a quick plug for Race Across America. Should be an interesting show this Saturday, 2 to 3. And for the folks down in Mason and Smith Valley this Saturday at 10 a.m. because of this COVID hoax, we're going to broadcast the Yerington High School graduation ceremony.
Nice.
Pre-recorded, but this is what live, local, again, locally owned and operated radio can or cannot do. But and we're going to do it. High school called us up. They weren't going to have their graduation ceremony. So the music teacher down there, Chris, provided us the audio, recorded some speeches from some of the kids and whatnot. So 10 to 11 on the 92.3 signal down in Smith and Mason Valley. You'll hear your high school graduation on the radio, and it's the year 2020. Now, tell me, as it happens, tell me who else does that kind of stuff?
Well, not that station that's laying people off and furloughing people.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, hey, thanks. Appreciate that. And again,
at some point
when we wind up on the air again, Tucker Carlson audio, I highly recommend people go find it on YouTube or something from two nights ago and just listen and watch the first 20 minutes of that.
All right. Well, thank you, Jerry. Appreciate your time and your wisdom, since, you know, we know you've been around this before.
Don't go there.
Before I have. It's the Monica Jay Show. We got a quick Fox News update here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Reality, basically, because you're being fed a lot of BS. Talking text lines, 884-9910. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Just got sent a notice from Facebook. There is a peace vigil. We stand in solidarity. Public event by Black Lives Matter, June 7th. Reno Sparks. Downtown. 5 to 9 p.m. Okay, BLM and Antifa are funded by the same people. led by George Soros. They say they're going to do a peaceful vigil. Amongst them are the Antifa and the riotous BLM members, and they will start rioting again. We have a curfew in place for 7 p.m. I guess they don't want the good people down there. But here, the vigil is planned for 5 to 9. Are people really that stupid that you're not connecting this? And I hate to tell my boss, Mr. Evans, that guess what? At some point, they will be showing up on the streets of Minden and Gardnerville because they were in Fernley. And people there took care of it. Don't think this is a downtown Reno issue. Don't think this is a downtown LA, Atlanta, New York issue. Because they will be pushing in to the suburbs. They will be pushing in to the smaller communities. Someone described this as not a protest, but as a taking what they deserve, what they should get. The looters, they're having a great time. They're in it for the money. They're in it for the money. And I'm not talking about the money that they're paid to be down there. You're going to see all these shoes, all the expensive handbags. You're going to see them on sites like Poshmark and eBay, Craigslist. And they're going to be making their money. I don't care if Chanel is hit. I don't care if, you know, these high-end stores in Manhattan are hit and looted. Those companies can take care of themselves. I mean, seriously, $15,000 for a $100 handbag that was made in China? You put it out there and stupid people will buy it. What I'm concerned about is your safety. And the lawlessness that we allow, that our elected representatives allow to happen. And again, I'm tired of people calling themselves Republicans when they're not. Yes, we want safety. But we do not want our military on our streets. Our law enforcement can handle this if their hands are untied. Are you listening, Sheevy? Probably not. And you wouldn't be able to hear it anyway because your head is so far up somebody else's butt. And you, just being their puppet, are destroying this so-called city you love. Because you know what? There's a lot of liberals who came together and started businesses in the downtown. Let's point the rioters in the other direction. Let's push them towards Midtown and see what happens. This is a scam on you, the American people, to federalize our law enforcement. And we're going to go to the phones here in a minute because I see Jeff Church, my interview is calling. Former law enforcement. Isn't it convenient that a curfew is put in place at 7 o'clock? in downtown when all of these businesses are supposed to be opening, all of these restaurants, all of the great restaurants that are in downtown. After all this plague garbage, virus, and now they have to stay shut down. This is all controlled action. Jeff, thank you so much for calling into the show. And I have to ask you first. I know we're going to talk about the curfew, but as former law enforcement, is this right? Is this what should be happening right now?
No, I took an oath to uphold the Constitution, and this is not it. None of this. And it also demonstrates that the cops, you know, bless their heart, but they were just unable to protect the citizens. They protected the city hall not too well, and they were just unable to, which explains why the Second Amendment exists.
I have been informed that the city, along with Sheevy and the acting city manager and even the appointed chief, there was no plan in place for rioters. When you suspect the possibility, Jeff, of something happening, don't you put a plan in place and get your best people out front?
You should. One would expect that, but I certainly question the fact that they must not have had one, because they were able to break into City Hall and start a fire and steal the flags and everything else. And Monica, the other thing is, I have the quote here from Jason Soto that he put out on Twitter that said the National Guard was en route, and I have talked to nobody that saw any guardsmen anywhere. You know, so did he lie to us, or did the Guard decide they wanted to not go? I don't know. I'd like to get to the bottom of that one, because I don't.
Yeah,
like,
because the
lied.
Guard is not going to be afraid, because it was specific that they were going to be guarding government buildings. So what was the last thing that we saw in all of the videos? Somebody busting up the windows of the federal building.
And no cops to be found. Nobody. Yep, I saw that video myself on the news, and there was nobody around. But I'm looking at the quote, Jason Soto. It says, National Guard en route to downtown Reno. Did he lie, or what happened? I mean, I want to know the truth on that. I don't like being lied to.
I don't think we're ever going to get the truth, Jeff. I mean, honestly. But what is this curfew, especially during the week? Because we know these protesters. I mean, I read the email or the Facebook post that was put out. It's scheduled again for this weekend. Why do we then have a curfew
tonight,
in place during the week?
It's scheduled tonight. It was last night. And they said, out of an abundance of caution. Well, an abundance of caution is not legally enough to take away your constitutional rights to assemble, to drive, to visit, to walk the streets. I mean, if they know something we don't know, they need to not lie to us and tell us. Otherwise, this is blatantly illegal, and where are the lawyers, Monica? And, you know, I'm thinking maybe it's short notice, but maybe we need to get a counter-protest going where we peaceably go down and say, all right, it's 7:30, arrest us, because this is not right. And by the way, also, I have a legal opinion from the Attorney General, Frankie Sue Del Papa, that says the city can't do that. It's a governor function. The city cannot impose a curfew. I've got the whole opinion if anybody wants it.
Okay. Well, it also looks as though, I'm just getting a tweet here, it may have been lifted just a few moments ago, but we'll learn more. We'll learn more about this in a few minutes.
And it was citywide, Monica. My wife and I were out walking at about 7:30, out walking our little wetlands. I didn't realize I could have been arrested. What is the point of way down in South Reno or way up instead having a curfew, you know, not just downtown? I mean, this is just absolutely, and even if it's lifted, we need to have the lawyers look. They can't do this again. This is just wrong.
Yeah, they need to protect people. That's what we have law enforcement for. That's why they take an oath. But, Jeff, their hands have been tied on so many different issues. I mean, there's a woman kicking in glass at the, there's two women, actually, three women, kicking in the glass at City Hall with flip-flops and slippers on. Do you really think if somebody started chasing them down that they would run or be able
exactly
to get very far?
You know, we- you know, we need to coordinate with the courts that when these people get arrested, they need to be given some jail time. And, you know, if we have to call in the guard to set up some kind of a holding camp, that's fine. You know, let them sit out there in tents like Sheriff Joe Arpaio used to do in Arizona. But, yeah, it's absolutely – I understand the cops being overwhelmed, but they should have had a better plan. You know, I don't want a Monday morning quarterback, but it sure looks like you're right, and they didn't have a plan. But, you know, if one quick sentence from this attorney general opinion, it says, it is clear that the governor must be able to exercise necessary police powers consistently statewide so as to avoid piecemeal application of emergency measures. I mean, that says it all. And it specifically deals with a request for a curfew. And the attorney general said, you can't do it. And Reno did it. It's just...
Well, maybe that's why they're lifting it now, because they realize that someone is going to sue. Probably one of these, you know, restaurant owners that keep getting shut down and can't produce a livelihood from themselves. But that was the other thing, because with all this going on, Jeff, the casinos were still going to get to open.
Right. I mean, this is, again, there's a Winco way down south in my neighborhood. That means the Winco had to close at 7. The Walmart had to close at 7. All these restaurants are just citywide. This was insanity. This little, and the next question is, what's the authority of this little bimbo blonde, you know what, to do this without city council approval? And I don't think she has that.
I don't think she does either. It's kind of one of those things, well, we'll just keep pushing until somebody pushes back, and that somebody is you. So, Jeff,
well,
thank you so
much. If any lawyers listening, have them get a hold of me.
Yeah, Jeff Church, RenoTaxRevolt.com, please. Everybody get a hold of Jeff. Not only is Jeff running for, you know, the school board, but he helps keep track of all of this nonsense, all of this BS, all of this law-breaking that's going on in our community. RenoTaxRevolt.com. We'll be back right after this on your live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Because if you don't think Antifa and BLM is coming out to the rurals, well, they don't care that you have firearms. They believe that they're protected by the law, which in some cases they are. So protect yourself. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone. 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And whenever you can be, I really hope you're understanding that social media can be used for good and for bad. And you have to pay attention to the videos of the bricks being put in strategic areas around cities all around the country. Water bottles filled with gasoline in bushes. Baseball bats in bushes. They can tell you that they're out there marching peacefully until the cows come home. And they're not. They're setting the stage. It's lights, action, camera. Because as soon as that peaceful protest is supposedly over, then everybody spreads to the bushes, grabs their armament, and that's when protesters turn into rioters. Because why are you protesting at all? Everybody was in solidarity when a corrupt cop helped in the murder of a man. It doesn't matter that he had fentanyl or drugs in his system. It doesn't matter. You don't know someone's underlying conditions. If I were in that situation, they wouldn't know that I have hereditary breathing problems, lung issues. A knee on my neck forcing my face into the ground with panic would probably cause a heart attack or an aneurysm or something that would take my life. Everybody was in agreement. He was arrested. He was charged. Now the other three officers are arrested and will be charged. So why is this happening? It's a whole different ballgame. This has nothing to do with George Floyd. Why do you think George Floyd is now having multiple services in different states? So it can be politicized. You're being used and you're not standing up and saying anything about it. That's sad. We'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I can't do all the talking. We've got a special guest joining us running for office.